Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And let me adjust this camera so we can get you in here because it's not even pulling you up. That's rude. We're going to get you in here. There we go. All right. So joined today is my good friend, Joseph Alexander, aka A-Game. What is going on?
Nothing. Just chilling, hanging out, enjoying, and I guess what's left of the Monday now, and hang out, do the podcast, so I'm having a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. I feel like this is Logan Black's week for his students to come on here. Tomorrow we got Angelo Carter coming on. So actually we had talked about this at Grind. So if you guys didn't watch that video on Indie Talks, definitely it's up on the channel now. So you can go see that only on YouTube. So if you guys here are new for the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage, I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Joseph, please feel free, drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer any of those questions for you. And also make sure you hit that like button, that share button. And if you're listening to this later, I appreciate the heck out of you. So, all right. So let's go a little back to basics. That's how we like to get into it. So obviously, like, we're going to get into, training under Logan, but let's backtrack of, like, you know, like, what inspired you to get into professional wrestling?
Okay, so way back when, like, when I was a really small child, I don't even remember, but my parents used to always tell me that, like, I wasn't into, like, cartoons and stuff as a kid. I was into Jerry Springer and wrestling. Like, that was, like, the only two things as a child that I was into. So I wasn't really like a big like cartoon kid at first, and then like when as I got older, I just continued watching wrestling like my entire life. I only took a break like before high school, and that was the only real time that I had stopped watching wrestling. So I was always into it. I grew up on Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy. You know, I was on the later runs of like The Rock and Stone Cold. I saw the entirety of John Cena. You know, so it's like I grew up in a really good time to be a wrestling fan at that time. So that just inspired me. And then of course sports as well. I did a lot of I did like mainly every sport that was possible for a kid to do besides like swimming and like golf. But I did almost everything, so I was always trying to like find my niche, but wrestling was always what was the answer.
Okay. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about training with Logan Black. Like, also, if you guys didn't watch that episode, we also talked about that, you know, if you're looking to get into wrestling, Logan is still, you know, you can go down to T2T. So give us a little bit, you know, with your background with him.
So I'm actually coming up on my 2 years. I'm finishing up my rookie year now, which will be done on the, like, obviously the end of this year, but January 26th, I want to say, I think is the date that I started wrestling at T2T. Mm-hmm. So that will make my 2 years since I started training. And I mean, meeting Logan was one of the like game-changing experiences in my life, because I always tell this story. But there was a time in like a practice, it was like my first, I think it was like my first, practice, and you know, he's going over a drill and, you know, he's in the ring. I'm kind of just like, you know, waltzing around, looking around at this is when we were in a boxing gym. So I'm just like looking at the boxing bags and stuff, like, you know, kind of into it, but not really into it. And he just stops the entire practice and he's just like, "Hey dude, you gotta want to be here." And like that moment right there was like, all right, we're here. So I you know, cut the shit and just like got to it. I was like, you know what, I know what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. And this guy's gonna take me there. And my first ever match was against him. 3 months into training, my first ever match was against him. And it was something that felt special, because it was like, this is what I dreamed of, you know what I mean? And when it happened, it was like, wow, like that just happened. And it was like the coolest experience ever. And he was just like, you know, thanks, bud. Like, you know, he, you know his voice and how, like, bubbly and nice yeah. he is. So he was just like, thanks, bud. And, like, I was just, like, freaking out. Like, yo, I just wrestled a match. Like, it was so cool. And then, of course, the match at Grind that we had in April when I got back from injury, which is still, like, one of, like, it, like, will still give me goosebumps and chills because it was really emotional and it was something that meant, like, the world to me because that was also my debut at Grind. So Logan has been there, like, every step of the way for me and as someone I could, like, look to and lean on when I need advice, someone that's going to give me fair critiques on all my matches, someone that's always looking out for me and my best interest. So, like, a genuine great, great, great person. I'm forever blessed and thankful he's in my life.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like I hadn't seen him in a couple of years, so it's nice. Like, I keep, like, running into him lately, and it's like, if you guys, you know, been following me for a while, obviously, AOC, you know, like, Logan's been on this podcast. We talked about that, like, God, it's so long ago, pretty much, so, but, yeah, so, like, I feel like I have to bring him back, but me and my one of my best friends, we were talking about him the other day, because we saw him also get at Interspecies Wrestling. We were just talking about even, like, going through, like, my phone of, like, clips and me seeing him at Blitzkrieg, you know, we were saying, like, Logan's great, like, as a trainer, and he'll, like, make sure, like, you're safe and make, like, even, like, the other person, like, look really good, too, and you don't have to, like, worry about those things. I know, like, my brain is completely different than probably, like, the regular fan, you know, like, I think about those things, but, yeah, Logan is definitely one of the good people out there, so much love to him. So, all right, so let's talk about this. Obviously, like, I've been to a lot of matches, you know, live. So, but for that fan that's tuning in, never seen you wrestle before, what's the go-to match that you would recommend for them to become an instant fan?
I would say, man, I could say me and Logan at Grind for Antisocial. I could even say the one at Grind for Sinister Urge that just dropped where it was me versus Manders. Mm-hmm. I think that one, watching it back when it debuted last night, it was something that I was like, oh, man, like, this one I really, really, really like. I really enjoy. I feel like I put up a great fight, and I think I was able to connect with the crowd on, like, a different level at Grind. You know, I felt once, like, my music played and everybody knew, like, it was me, I was like, okay. Like, we're connecting at a different speed here. So I think those two matches, definitely. I also have one against Darius Carter from Battle Club Pro. That was, one of my favorite matches from the year, because it's just, like, we're two wrestlers that honor, like, that style of wrestling where it's very grappling, very catch. So I think it was one of my favorite matches because I just got in there and just, was in my wheelhouse. So yeah, I would say those three matches right there. I'll stop it there because then I'll go on and on.
No, but it's good because it's like it gives, like, you know, people, you know, so they could go definitely check that out. So also in the chat, Krob said he's like Joe's father when he's away from home. So he's talking about Logan. Very, very sweet. So all right, so let's talk a little bit more about Grind because, like you said, like, Grind's a home. You know, I've been there. I got to see you with Manders. You know, again, definitely is on IWTV. Go check it out. You know, it was aired last night. Mike Sadros, as we like to call him around here, or Moonlight Sad.
Sad boy. Sad boy, man. Sad boy.
He's very sad.
I beat his ass at Grind.
You did. You did. Definitely. So you can check that out too on Grind. Yeah, I was there for that too. Did you know Mike Sadros? He ripped my sag and threw it at me at that last shot.
I saw it. And he threw it at you.
So rude. So rude. So rude.
So messed up. I saw that. I was like, oh, that's not nice, man.
Talk about heat. Definitely talk about heat. So, all right. So talk about, like, maybe, like, some of your favorite moments working at Grind.
So I just love that Grind is one of those places where, it just feels like when everybody gets there, it just feels like, okay, it's like the calm before the storm. It's always been like that. Like, every show that I've been on at Grind, even at RPM Fest, where it was like a completely different, like, atmosphere, it was the calm before the storm, like, building, putting up the ring, you know. Grind's not, you know, ripping the dummy don't have, like, a entire, like, ring crew to just come and do the ring and put it down. It's us, you know. We put the ring together. We start, you know, doing what we're doing in the ring, and then it's like that moment where it's like, all right, you know, door's about to open. Like, here we go, you know, and then the show starts, and it's a show. Like, it's a ride from point A to point B, from the open match to all the way to the end. And I love how every match is so unique and different, but it's so pure. So every match just has that moment of clarity where they could connect to anybody in the crowd. And I really, really enjoy that. Like, after I'm done wrestling, the first thing I do is literally I talk to the person after, and then I go and watch the rest of the show. Cause it's just something you have to be there. And, you know, I think, sometimes maybe even like watching it, via whatever app or phone might not even do it justice, because grind is really like an experience. Like, it really is, you know, the lights, the doors. I mean, like, for me, at least, like, when I hear the music and like at Sinister Urge, and I, you know, you hear the crowd, it's like, man, this is cool as hell. So grind is, it's definitely just like, it's a promotion that feels really good, because everybody in there is just like, we all like being around each other. And once everybody kind of puts their things away, we're all in the locker room and just bullshitting and just chatting it up and just catching up. It feels like a small family just getting back together. Like, we're a reunion. Let's go put the show on. Let's go kick ass. And then, you know, afterwards, it's a lot of fun. So I really, really love being there. And I know that, like, Rip and Dummy, they're doing something great. They're building something really, really fun. And Restival has no idea what they're about to see. Oh, for real, for real.
I'm here for it. Oh, my God. So
guys, they have no idea.
Rip and Dummy have been on this podcast. I mean, me and Ethan Scott were talking about the first time that I came up to grind. And me and Ethan were talking about how, like, special grind is. That's why I like coming up, you know. Like, I know it's a hike, but, like, you know, once in a while, if I can come up, I definitely want to come up for grind. If not, I'm watching from home whenever it premieres. But you're right. It doesn't do justice. And that's why I like going to a lot of promotions, because you don't get that same feeling than when you are there in person and the fans are all into it. Like, I hate that, like, going to shows and it's dead, you know, like, mm-hmm. make some noise mm-hmm. and, like, give me mm-hmm. the reason to have the noise there. So grind is definitely that special place. So if you're not following, you better start following, add it to your,
and I'm here
for Wrestleville. So I'm really excited for that as well. So Alberto's in the chat. What's going on? All right. So,
that's my godfather. Shout out to him.
Much love. Thanks for tuning on in. All right. Let's talk about another fun promotion. Let's talk Let's Wrestle. So great promotion to showcase, like, a lot of names out there. You know, if you're not, like, as familiar, one that sticks out to me was you, Aaron Rourke, Ricky Smokes, and Perfect Perkins. So talk about working with these guys. Talk about Let's Wrestle. You know, also, just so you guys know, that match is on YouTube for free. So you could definitely go check that out. So,
yeah. Perk is my boy, man. Like, there's, you know, since I've been at T2T, he's been some alongside that group of, like, Angelo Carter, Nick Pierce, Indigo, Delightful Dan, you know, inside that group, T.R. James, actually, we all just connected on, like, a different level, because we all kind of started close or to around the same time. So we really bonded. So myself and Perkins always wanted to tag. We just never, like, had that chance to. And then at Let's Wrestle, when we were able to do it at Fight or Die against Team Art, it was really cool moment, because that was our first time together. And that was something that we always talked about. Like, we would go and do open rings late at night or whatever. Even after practice, we would work on stuff together. And, you know, it was always something like, man, like, once we get to do it, let's do it. Like, you know, let's show them. And I think, like, that match right there is, like, we got to show them, like, a little bit of we like to call ourselves Division One. So a little bit of Division One. So that was a really cool moment right there. And I mean, Rourke and Smokes are really good. Even though they won on some bullshit, we won't say, but they're really good. And it was an honor. It was a pleasure, because, like, Let's Wrestle is, again, it's one of those premier promotions to be a part of. And then it's the same thing. It's like that vibe. A lot of guys that grind were there that night. Miracle Gem was there that night. So it's like, you know, it's all these people that you like being around, and it just brings that energy around. And it was my first time meeting Team Art. But again, it's like that art, that positivity brings that energy around. And we were in for a good match. So it was something that I really enjoyed. Let's Wrestle, I mean, I'll certainly be back there soon. I can't speak too much about it, but I'll certainly be back there soon. And I really, really, really like being a part of that because it's something that has built some of the people that we talk about in indie wrestling today. So it's that place that has put people out from there. Like, we're talking Alec Price, Rip, you know, so can't wait to get back there. But yeah.
Yeah, I've been waiting for like a new show to like pop up. I know it's further than Limitless in Maine. So if anybody so that's a hike. I think it's like 8.5 hours from me. So I did the Limitless once this year, but the Let's Wrestle venue is awesome. And that's like, you know, these are things too, that like kind of like pull me. Blitzkrieg's another one that I was like, oh, I need to go to this place just for like, never mind the fact of the awesome wrestling, but look at the venue.
Yeah. I haven't been to that Blitzkrieg one yet, and like, I really, really, really want to go. But the Let's Wrestle one, oh my gosh, it's like, it's amazing. You get on that like balcony level and you're watching the show from down there, and it's like, wow. I saw Ichi versus JD Drake from up there, and you can hear the chops like, echo through the balcony. It was crazy.
I feel like more venues should be like that it has that second floor, because it's got that really cool like effect. And then forget it, if you start putting some like white Christmas lights around, I'm here for it. Forget Christmas, like, you know, I don't care, you could do it in the summertime, it just looks pretty.
it does look really nice.
But those are the things that kind of like pull me for that too. So but all right, so let's look at another promotion, Test of Strength. I finally got to this was the year that I was going to a whole bunch of promotions that I've never been to before, so Test of Strength was definitely on my bucket list, so I made that happen. You know, Undeniable 3, where you were in the 6-way, so this was a fun match. Tell us working about that, and then we're going to talk about Kylon King and him always calling you his son. So first, but let's talk about Test of Strength first.
Test of Strength, I mean, TOS has produced a lot of great, 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 great talent, and it's where I know it's not where Kylon and Flash have trained, or Kylon, Flash, and Shim and Jay Honest. It's not where the Miracle Gen is trained, but I met them there. I met them at a Test of Strength show, and you know, we really hit it off from there. Again, it's one of those places where it's like, especially because Test of Strength is producing a lot of young talent, that is so fresh into this. You know, Slick Wagner Brown, I mean, legend. So you know, he's been a great mentor too as well. He's always been there, like, to give me feedback, and every time we link up or every time I'm at a show, it's all love all the time. So you know, he's another one that's really held it down on his end for me and looked out for me as well. But again, I'm building those connections with all the young talent over there, and then meeting the people that I will be friends with and that we'll talk about, like Kai and all that, from that moment forward. It was really cool. You know, it's really dope as a young wrestler, just breaking in, like being 22, you know, kind of really fresh face, not knowing what to do. And seeing a bunch of, your peers around you, around the same age, around, you know, the same time in wrestling, you know, kind of just now they're also breaking out in a big way, you know, so it's uplifting to see. So like, building those relationships and then like meeting them there, it makes Test of Strength also, like, that's like a home for me, you know. It's kind of like a sense of home. It's knowing that I'm gonna see the Miracle Gen over there, or knowing I'm gonna see E.T., or, you know, so I'll give him that.
It's nice, like, I like just like walk in and it's like, oh, okay, I know pretty much everybody on this roster, you know, like, that seems to be me. Like, I'll walk into a promotion that like maybe I never stepped foot in, and it's like, oh, okay, I know about like 80-90% of this roster already, you know, pretty much. So but that was fun. Any like, you know, screaming moments for you that, you know, like happen at Test of Strength?
I really liked my match against Sammy Diaz. That's another person who, like, you know, I hit it off with again. Sammy is just great. I mean, top five DOA, you know, it's in the name. You know, Sammy and I, you know, he personally wanted to wrestle me. So it was like, it felt cool to like be, yeah, yo, like I want to wrestle this kid. And, you know, we went out there and we did our thing. We showed up and showed out. And that was like really cool for me. Any screaming moments is like literal screaming would have to be anytime Brother Greatness is present. Like, he is a literal like literal screamer. He's loud. You could hear him from anywhere across the room, anywhere, like literally anywhere. I would just be entering the locker room. And at Undeniable 3, I didn't even lay eyes on him. I was walking up the stairs with my suitcase and stuff, and I heard him screaming, and I was like, well, there's Brother Greatness, he's here. So, yeah, I would have to say that.
I love Brother Greatness. He's been on this pod. God, I know him so long. Like, it's just wild. Like, so, and I always, like, kind of like the mix of, like, maybe even, like, people that I know from the past coming across, like, people like you or, like, wrestling, you know, so it's a nice, you know, to see what's being paid for. So, oh, man. All right, so tell the story why Kyle Otto always calls you his son, and then I'm walking in, and then Dustin say, that's your father. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like...
this thing is, like, it's just like the way we talk, you know, I'm being from New York, I'm from Connecticut, you know, so it's like, you know, I'll be like, yo, what's up? Like, you know, that's my son. Like, if I introduce somebody to you, like, you know, like, yo, that's my son. Like, you know, that means like, that's my friend. Like, that's my, like that, you know, that's my acquaintance. That's somebody that I associate myself with. Never did it literally mean that is my son. But Kylon King being Kylon King had to take it to Extreme Street. Now I can't escape it. I can't escape it. As much as I try to tell everybody that Kylon is my son, my biological child, it doesn't matter. Everybody's against me. The whole the grind page was tweeting against me about that, and I was like, no way, like no fucking way. everybody. I forgot who it was, but I was at a show one time, and this was in Paradigm, so this was in Indiana, and. Oh man, this is like on the tip of my tongue who it was, but they were like, Kylon's son, and I was like, no, not at all. That was the worst.
That's great. I like when I took the photo with you both, right? And I was like, these are both my sons. And the Kylon's response was, how is that when he's my son? And I was like, don't like be calling me like a grandma now, because it's like, he's like, but I'm your son. I was like, bro, like,
you know, Kai got no manners, man. That's a young kid thing, man. That's why he's my son. I got to teach him some manners, and he needs to learn his respect. How dare he?
I'm like, you're all my kids. Like, I'm older than all of you. You all can be my kids. Like, seriously. But I died with that response. I love him.
Yeah. So the entire Miracle Jenner's on it. They all have made it an impossibility for me to win on Twitter against Skylock.
Yeah. much love. Robert's in the chat. He goes, hey, Gabe, have the grind. Do a show in the 8:45 and main event it.
Oh, that's my dad showing love as well. Honestly, his profile, you can't tell from his profile picture, but we look like exactly alike. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for like a main event with you. I'm here for it. Like...
I'm also here for it. Maybe, like, you know, maybe I know they're trying to put the Massachusetts, the Northeast on the map up there. So I know that, but a main event. All I'm saying is that at Restival, Jay Freddy and O'Shea are wrestling each other, and they had to both go through me in the Emerald 12 to get to this point. That's all I'm saying. They both had to go through me, O'Shea and Jay Freddy.
Oh,
I'm the only person to lose in the Emerald 12 twice. So that's history right there.
So now it's like on notice. So like, come in for the belt now, like whatever happens at WrestleVille.
Right. I gotta redeem myself after Manders, but he was cheating, so.
Yeah, he was just completely cheating, you know, like terrible. Me and him were going back and forth on Twitter too. It was like, you're a cheat. You're a cheat.
I've used the video evidence right there.
I'm probably the worst person because of the fact that I'm sitting there with the camera and I'm recording everything, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna get your butt on social. I got you now. Like, there's video evidence. And then I was like sending it to his tag team partner Ryan Redfield at H2O. I'm like, your tag team partner's cheating. I'm like, he's like, oh, he's on his ish. Yeah. I'm like, yep, he's on his ish pretty much. So. All right, let's go to another question. All right, do you have any pre-match rituals?
So I got to stretch. Like, that's what I've learned this past year. I got to stretch after I got injured. It was a necessity for me. So, like, I like to put my AirPods in and like lacing my shoes or my boots is very like, it's like a moment for me. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of like me getting into the zone, and I'm always listening to something. I've been listening like to a lot of like West Side Gun, like Buffalo rap and stuff like that lately. So I'll listen to that and just kind of get into like a zone, like a method or something. It's like something, it's something soothing about like tying those boots that kind of give you like a rhythm, like get your breathing into rhythm, get your like your pacing into rhythm. It's something like soothing about that motion where you're just like looping and you get into like a groove, and you almost like once the shoes is on and you know I get in the ring and I stretch, like I'm kind of just trying to get as comfortable and as like I don't know the exact word for it, but as loose as possible, like just so you know before the match I always feel like I always get that anxiety, always get that nervousness, that anxiousness, but like you know if you don't love it, right? To me, it's like a million. I sold this thing, like, you know, I always got to use the bathroom. I'm like peeking out the corner, looking at the bathroom, like peeking out the curtain, like, man, like I'm right after this match. Like maybe I can make it every time, literally every time it happens. But that's like, that's basically my pre-match thing because like I get so anxious, I get so like, get so up. And then right before my music hits, I'm like, ooh, you know, so yeah. I take that time to stretch and kind of get loose and kind of get my breathing into practice. It helps a little bit. It doesn't help fully, but yeah.
Okay. We're loving this chat. Matt Awesome's in the chat. What's going on? He said, shout out to my A-game. What's going on, Matt? Krab in the chat says, ask him which Playboi Carti lyric speaks to his soul.
I'll tell you right now which Playboi Carti speaks to my soul. What's going on, Matt? Awesome, what's up, bro? I listen to Krab is saying that because I listen to a lot of Playboi Carti as well while I'm stretching, and I tend to scream it on road trips when when I have off. It's okay though, you know, we all have our unique choices of music. Man, I got a good one. There's just a lot. I'll say this one screams to my soul. All Black 2-3 LeBron with the Heat. That's a bar right there. All Black 2-3 LeBron with the Heat. He was number 23 on Cleveland, and then 2-3 went back to the Heat. So it's like Playboi Carti is one of the best.
Okay.
One of the best.
Matt also said, I listen to Pun before every match.
That's a classic right there. That's a classic.
All right, let's do some of these fan tweets. We got one from Ref Gina. She said, who is your toughest opponent?
Man. I could say Manders for sure because Manders beat me up pretty good. I got a good top three. I would say Manders, Steve Pena, he whooped my ass, and I just had the third one too. I could say, I could throw O'Shea in there too, man. Yeah, I'm gonna say Manders, O'Shea, and Steve Pena. Those have been like my toughest opponents. You know, O'Shea for obvious reasons. He's a tank. There's a video that Tim Pat's fan will be on Twitter if you know him.
Yep.
O'Shea gets me up for a spine buster, and I like almost touch the like top of a tent, and then this was at RPM Fest, and he drops me down, and then the ring literally just doesn't move. It's just like a thud. And so that felt great. That was one of those things where I was just like, this is what a profession I love, huh? Yeah. So I could also say Jay Freddy because Jay Freddy is someone that has taken me to the limits of some. It's also a match that I always wanted, like before I was started to wrestle. While I was a fan, you know, I went to a couple Beyond shows. I saw a match that he was in with, it was like a Fatal 4-Way, I believe, and Gresham was also in it. Oh, man, I think it was like a Fatal 4. It was like an Elimination Fatal 4-Way or something like that. Anyways, it was amazing. And like, from watching that as a fan and then having a match where you're wrestling that person,
oh, yeah.
it's, like, it was like, you know, so that was the toughest thing too. It was also another like really emotional match for me too. So I was kind of like a wreck afterwards, but I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. But that was like a tough opponent because I mean, he brings that fight, you know, he brings that fight to you. That's why he's the champ. That's why, that's why he's got the belt. That's why he defended the belt. So he brings that fight to you. Yeah. He's one of the best out today. So I think I gave like a decent list. Everybody's been tough though. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of great people up there, man. So good. That roster is so good. So good. Oh, love it. Kraft says, not great to scream while other people are driving. Just say, yeah, don't do that. And you guys all like to give me heart attacks in the ring too, like with your crazy moves. And it's like,
I know, us young kids, man.
You guys are giving me heart attacks. I'm not ready. Like, come on. And I'm the one, like, I worry because I'm a chick. So it's like, oh, no. You okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom and my grandmother, I mean, my grandmother went to a show, and she went to a show in New York about during the summer. I believe, yeah, it was during the summer. And, like, I could literally see out the corner of my eye her wincing and, like, at every single thing. And I was just like, great.
I'm like, oh. And I know, like, the whole thing that it's like the moves that you think are the like the worst thing that are gonna like hurt you or whatever, like that they're probably like easier than the ones that like I think are like easy. And it's like I need to like switch my brain of like that. But sometimes some of the moves I'm like, oh my God, I was like, I can't be having people getting, you know, knocked out and stuff like that because I'm gonna feel upset. Oh, I'm gonna, man, get upset. Like,
no, God forbid, man.
Oh, man. So, all right. We have another fan tweet from our good friend, Good Cop, Bad Cop. He likes to mess with everybody on my podcast. He said, with Joseph Alexander being an anagram of relaxed jean shop, like jeans, like wearing jeans, where would Joseph mm-hmm. recommend going to get a pair of relaxed jeans?
I would say Japan. Go to Capital Jeans.
Oh,
Capital,
wow.
Denim. Yeah, they're, you see, he tried to get me. I know my stuff. Capital Denim, check them out. Overseas, it's pretty expensive for shipping overseas. But if you went to Japan and got them straight up, they ain't nothing but like $130, I don't think. Yeah.
Wow.
So great relaxed jeans, actually, and amazing design.
So that's like an experience for you. You've gone over there. You got your jeans.
No. I didn't go over there and get the jeans, but that's something that I will do. But I have been fortunate enough to share when I was living with a fashion major. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about clothing and styling and all that good stuff and branding and where stuff is from. Mm-hmm. So that was one of their favorite brands. And once I got the once I got the hang of like what they were talking about, stuff just kind of became so interesting. Like all that fabric and all that stuff, where they make things like that, and then where clothing stems from, all that stuff just got so interesting. So I kind of took into it and did a lot of research. So now I know for questions like these, I could tell you where to get some relaxed jeans.
Wow, I'm sure. Like, wow. Like, I hope that stumped the hell out of Good Cop, Bad Cop right there, because he does it to every single person on this podcast, a different fan question. And I think this one was like the quick comeback that like probably he didn't expect. So, because I didn't
expect. That's why they call me A-game. You know, they try to get me.
I like that. I like that. All right. Well, shout out to Good Cop, Bad Cop. Go listen to their podcast. All right. So we have another fan tweet from Angelo Carter. He goes, how much do you love your friend Angelo Carter? Well, you can reverse it. All right. Okay. I got a notepad here. So like after you answer this question, and this is his live on the channel, you can give me a question to ask him tomorrow.
Awesome. I got you. I know what I got. How much do I love my friend Angelo Carter? Is this on or off the record? No, I'm kidding.
you can tell the truth to us. It's just between.
No, I love Angelo. I do. It's just that thing, you know, where it's like, you know, there's two pillars to everything. Angelo is one of the hardest working people I've ever ever came across. I mean, he puts his mind to everything that he goes to, and it's truly mesmerizing to see. Mm-hmm. Chris Hero at a seminar gave him a compliment one time, said that he you know, gives him the energy like a general, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's like, you know, hearing that from Chris Hero, you know?
So, yeah.
So Angelo is someone that, to see his growth from January of last year to even January of this year to where he is right now, I mean, so, you know, it's amazing to see. I ain't going to be too friendly, though, because we still got some scores to settle. We still need to get in there one more time. We're currently 1-1 right now in singles competition. So we need to get one more before I be like, Angelo's my bestie or whatnot. But you know, we'll keep it right there. Surface level kindness.
Okay. Awesome.
That was a little more than surface level, but you know, I got love for him.
All right. All right. You want me to bring that up on the pod tomorrow with him, or do you have an actual question you want me to ask him?
I got an actual question.
All right. I'm ready. Wait, here. I got the pad. I got the paper. I'm going to add it into my aisle. I'm ready.
You can ask him, when you think of the term A game, who do you think of and why?
Mm. All right. okay I got it perfect. So we're gonna ask that. Make sure you're tuned in tomorrow. So that's at 7:00 Eastern time, so definitely check that out tomorrow. Okay, we got it for all right, cool beats. All right, so I see love in the chat. Hey Bob, what's going on? Okay, here we go. If a ring was made out of a piece of food, what would every square inch of the ring be made out of?
Every square inch. Ooh, man, that's a lot. Ooh, that's a lot. Like, I'm just thinking of, like, eating. So, that food is insane. Every square inch was made out of something. I don't know why this is coming to my head, but I'm just going to say broccoli. That was, like, the first image that came to my head. Was broccoli, but I'm gonna go with it. Broccoli.
All right.
If the ring was made out of food, it'd be broccoli.
his second part to it said, he goes, where would you first bite be? From turnbuckle ropes, ring mat, or the steps, or the ring pole?
I'm imagining like a little bit of ranch on the ropes, so I'd probably do the ropes first.
I'm dead. Bob, I missed you too. I will be up for WrestleVille. So now, like, the winter's here, you're gonna see less of me going up. So, cause like the snow that comes in, but I will be there for WrestleVille. So Bob also says, gotta be honest with you, Joseph, not too familiar with your name or career. What promotion do you recommend me checking you out to see your match? He goes, never seen you wrestle at Open before, which was funny because you and me were talking about that. You got to get your butt up to Open before this podcast.
Yeah. I will be getting up there. Well, I will be attempting to get out there, hopefully get a tryout match, you know, do the whole nine or my spot. What, you know, been there, done that, you know, got to do that again. That's just the name of the game. I would recommend Pro Wrestling Grind. I've been on their last 4 out of 5 shows that they had before. I'm literally looking at their thing behind this app. It's like IWTV right behind it, so I'm looking at their shows. I didn't miss a show since April. I only missed one. Pro Wrestling Grind, I have a bunch of great matches on there with Logan Black, Mike Skyros, Nolo Catano, O'Shea Edwards, Manders now. So, you know, get there, check those out, and I hope you enjoy them. I hope I could connect with you on that level.
Yes, definitely. And you know, there's one that just dropped last night, so definitely check that out on IWTV. Wait, I saw another question. Hey John, what's going up? He goes, hey, what is your favorite wrestling promotion?
My favorite wrestling promotion, ooh, right now, man, that's hard. it's a lot because, one, I love every promotion that I've been a part of. so far that I've had the experience of working with. I love every message that they stand for, and I love that I have the morals to stand for being a part of something positive. As a fan, of course, I turn on TVs Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and I'm getting on trying on what's new. I would say Impact Wrestling has honestly been one of my favorites, just because Speedball, for example, I've been around Speedball. I've been went to some trainings and stuff up in Montreal, so I was able to get some knowledge from him, and then to see him perform on a weekly basis. Who wouldn't want that? The talent pool there is crazy. You got Trey Miguel, Chris Bay, Ace Austin, Speedball, Josh Alexander. These are all guys that Ty of Valkyrie. These are all people that are on there on a weekly basis, consistent basis, and having matches on a consistent basis that will literally blow your socks off. So that promotion has been one of my favorites for a little bit now. And I guess when I was younger, I would probably say definitely WWE, but I was more really into Raw. I was super into Raw because wherever Jeff Hardy went, I went for Raw. After Kurt Angle left and went to TNA, I was all right, cool. Wherever Jeff Hardy go, I go. So he was on Raw for a minute. So that was my thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say that. Yeah, Impact right now, definitely.
Okay. Bob says, you kind of remind me of a taller version of Waves and Curls guy, not Trayvon. Jalen, that's who you're thinking of. Not Trayvon, the other member. He looks like him, but taller. You ever hear that before?
I have gotten it. Yeah. You know what's funny? Oh, man. So I don't blame this person. I don't know who this person is, but when I was at Black Label Pro helping out over the summer, Waves and Curls were there. Saw them, said what's up. We chopped it up. It was there's another team that I met at TOS. We were talking about that earlier, meeting all the guys from that New England area. Another team that I met at TOS, and we hit it off as well. So I was just catching up with them. It's crazy how wrestling, you'll see people, and then. You know what I mean? Don't see them for a while. So that was kind of the case. After I had caught up with them, I went my separate ways, and I was walking, and some guy was said what's up to me, and he said what's up, and he was telling me stuff in terms of a wrestling match, and then he was Waves and Curls, right? And you can ask Angelo Carter. Angelo was with me that day. I promise. He's Waves and Curls, right? And then we were no way.
Here we go. Okay. Ask him tomorrow about the time you got mistaken as. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man. All right. We got that. Shout out to Trayvon. I hope you get better soon. I've been keeping tabs with him. So.
And Jalen, shout out to both of you.
Yes. Much love. So I know Trayvon's going to be at Northeast Wrestling this Saturday. The big tournament's going on for the belt, that Trayvon had won. So, and then Jalen is wrestling too on Northeast Wrestling. So definitely go check that out as well. So, all right. Awesome. So let's do something special to me on this podcast, Wrestling with Positivity. It's very important to me. So is there anything that you can think of, something maybe a fan's done for you, maybe you've done for a fan, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something you've done for a wrestler, something that we wouldn't particularly know about that you could share with us?
That's really cool. I would say my first 6 or 7 months into training or so, when I was able to secure the Paradigm tryout for the UWFI series, a friend of mine that was training with me at T2T offered to sponsor, and I wasn't getting sponsored nothing because I was just starting wrestling. So that moment right there was really cool to go into somewhere, a territory where I was not known at the time. It was my very first experience out there. It was nerve wracking, but to know I got out there with some sort of support behind me. Oh, this guy's sponsored by such and such. So let's check them out. It's that gives that little extra push right there. So that was a really, really dope moment. And also all the love that people I would say Tim, who who they support. I mean, really, really support, and yourself, like, who supports, really, really, really supports, you know, what we're trying to do out here. You know, always posting our highlights, always, you know, you don't got to do that. You know, there's not a time where you got to be like, oh, I got to make sure I, you know, so that's love right there. And that's real support. It's genuine. It means a lot. So anytime like that, stuff like that happens in that one particular moment as well, like, that was a really cool moment.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I love that.
No problem.
Excuse me. Oh, wait. I still thought I saw something in the chat. Yes. Don't worry. I'll be up again. Like I said, I'll be up for Russellville. I know I haven't seen my Massachusetts people definitely in a while. I love the feeling like up there. I mean, I'm a New Yorker too. You know, like, I'm from Queens. So it's like, we have that stigma, right? I mean, for your, you know, you're from New York too, that it's like everybody's mean for like New York.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm extra, you know, and whatever. I know, like, a lot of people can't handle that extra.
It's you know, it's not necessarily mean, you know.
We're not gonna take.
You know,
shit.
We're just cut from a different cloth than the other states.
Yeah, you just gotta know. So, the New England scene, like, I've been focusing a lot on lately, has been truly, truly special. So much love for all you guys for welcoming this crazy New Yorker who drives like 3 hours to go to like open or grind or whatever. And by the way, okay, actually, you know, since you're always at grind, because when I walked into grind the last show and I saw Delmi and I ran to her and I was like, girl, I was like, every time I come up here now, I went the last time that I had came up to grind, and I went this particular time, was, this is a Japanese place up the block, and it has the best fucking dumplings of my fucking life. Oh my God, can we like,
wow,
bring
really?
It back? Yes, and then me and her were talking, and then they got ramen there too, and I'm like, but it's the freaking dumplings in East Hampton that I'm like, shit.
In East Hampton, Mass, yeah?
Yes. Oh my God, they're so good. I'm gonna, you know, they're going to have to like name like a sushi after me or something like that, because I'm putting over so hard. These damn dumplings, they're so good. So I have to try the ramen. So definitely. All right.
I did not know that spot was by there.
Oh, it's like literally like two blocks.
Wow. Yeah. We're all going.
Like, I'll come up extra early, and like, we're just gonna go. Like, I was dumb. I should have hit up Delby, and I should have been like, let's go get some Delby and some ramen. I didn't know they had ramen, because I know she loves her ramen. So, all right. Favorite road trip snack.
I love sweets. Like, I am a sucker for some gummy anything, like gummy bears, worms, like peach rings, anything like that. Like, I am a sucker for that. It's not good, it's not, you know, I shouldn't be indulging all the time, but like, literally every single time I get on the road for like a long trip or something, I gotta have a bag or two with me, just because like, I just love sweets. I don't eat them like super super crazy, but as soon as I, like, if I got on the road, I need it. Like, if it's gummy bear, no, I swear. My favorite is the Albanese ones, the Albanese gummy bears. Those are like the best things ever. And when we were in Indiana for Black Label, we were able to pass like the, I don't know if it was like the flagship store or like the factory store or something, but we like passed the Albanese like factory. It was like I was a kid in heaven. Like, I was literally a kid in a shop. Like, it was insane. I got like 4 bags or something of the like 3-pound bag gummy bears, brought it with me back home. Like, it was, yeah, that gummy something, any snacks, like gummy worms, anything like that, I need it. See? Definitely.
See, I asked this question so that fans can like bring you treats. So if you guys are listening to this, yeah, and you want to bring him something, bring it, because it's happened multiple times on this podcast. Twix have been brought, wine has been brought, like all sorts of stuff have been brought to my guests. So you never know. So bring some gummies.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I saw another question in the chat. John says, would you fight the bloodline or join the bloodline?
In sense of like joining the bloodline, the only way I would see how would be the way Sammy did it. And me personally, I don't ride anybody's coattails for nothing, you know? So me personally, that's not my style. So I'll, I will fight them. Man, I ain't scared of nobody. You know what I mean? They can get these hands. They big, man. The Samoans, they big, man. No joke. They are built like, all built like Tonka trucks, and they all brolic as hell, man. They tough. But, hey, man, I've been there. I've been there. O'Shea, you know, Manders, you know, we've been there.
Like, you've been training for this moment.
Yeah, exactly. I've been there. It's another day. Another day.
All right, what's some things you like to do when you're not in the squared circle?
Oh, man. Honestly, so, you know, I'm in school right now, so like I got that as well. A big hobby of mine is radio podcasting, all that stuff. You know, working on just music. I don't make music, but personally, like, I've always wanted to get into like event promotions, music management, artist management. So those are like things that I've been studying. You know, I think it's important to build that kind of bond of like something that you want to do. You have to have a goal to get somewhere in all avenues. So that's something like, when it's all said and done for wrestling, I would love to stay in the business and you know, maybe do commentary, announcing, things like that, but also maybe even start something of my own where I can tie in people who do music into wrestling, into performance, into shows. And, you know, like there's so many avenues, and wrestling is a form of entertainment, so you could take it anywhere. So it's an art, and music is art, podcasting, radio, all that is art. So it's like, you could form it and mesh it however you want. So I think hand in hand. But in terms of like the side, yeah, those are like things I've always been interested in as well.
Mm-hmm. John wants to know if you're going to be at Grind at Wrestleville.
I won't be at Grind at Wrestleville. Sadly, no, I will not. I'm taking, you know, after Paradigm this Friday, I'm going to take, you know, that's about it for me for the rest of the year. I will be watching, though. I'll be supporting. Definitely everybody should. And everybody should check out Grind for real, because Logan versus Manders is going to tear the roof down.
Yes. A lot of great matches announced for Grind at Wrestleville. All right. So I got two final questions for you. If you guys have anything else, drop it into the chat. All right. So, I mean, we're pretty much almost at the end of 2022. So what are some goals in 2023 for you?
The main goal in 2023 is to
going on here with the audio. I think it's coming from your end. You can hear me, right? I think it's like weird coming from your end. I don't know, like,
I hear like your voice is starting to clip like something too.
Yeah,
like,
I don't now it's gone. It's being okay. I think we're good, right? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, are you good with me?
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been the connection of it or whatever like that. All right, so we're good.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, so John says, we need to see you go against Kylan and Dustin at Open.
I agree 100,000,000%. I agree, because I need a whoop some sense in the Kylan, and I need a whoop some sense in the Flash. I need a whoop some sense in the Flash. I need a whoop some sense in the Kylo. All right. I remember wrestling them at BSD, and Ref Gino was conspiring against me, because, you know, they love Gino over there. So, you know, they probably slipped the tens or hundreds or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, they played me. They played me. They played me over there at BST. I lost, and I'm tired of it. And Kylan need to get whooped, and Flash need to get whooped too. They all need to get whooped, man. They all need to get whooped, man. They disrespectful.
I'm staying out of this.
They disrespectful.
I'm staying out of this. John says, Kylan always say you're his son, so you can beat him and show him he is your son.
He is truly my son. That is truly my son.
All right. So let's leave on this last question for you. What's a piece of advice that you would give for an inspired or amateur wrestler out there?
I would always just say, like, you know, it's always going to be your journey. So, like, do what makes you happy. If you really love it, if you really want it, if you really want to achieve your goals or accomplish whatever you want to accomplish outside of wrestling, even if you are aspiring to be a wrestler, like, just put your all into it. Work as hard as you can, because wrestling owes nobody anything. Wrestling does not owe you a lick of anything, no matter how long you've done it, how long you've been around, what you've done to the game. It's all about what you give and what you can give for the next generation after you. So I would just say try your hardest to just stay humble and just work hard and keep your head on straight. Just focus. Like, that's the main thing I could tell you. You know, build connections, build bonds, because, like, it's wrestling. You know, you're never gonna. There's never nothing like wrestling. You know what I mean? There's not another thing in this world where you go to a wrestling show and you meet the people you do, and you know, you make the connections you do. It's nothing like that. You know, so keep doing that, and you know, just stay true to yourself. Don't change up for nobody. Just stay true to yourself. And that's, like, the main thing I would say.
Hey, that's great advice. So thank you for that. All right, let's talk about what's coming up for you. I have some flyers that you sent me. I'm putting it up on the screen. If you're listening to this audio, you can go back, but we're going to talk about it. So talk to us a little bit about what's coming up so people can come see you and support you.
Yeah, I got just mentioned in Midwest not too long ago. I got V versus Hoodfoot, and that's something that I was on a podcast not too long ago. I was mentioning how bad, like, I wanted to wrestle a couple people, and Hoodfoot was on that list. And lo and behold, now I'm wrestling him for the Midwest territory chain. So that's going to be a big one. We're ending the year off with a bang. That's this Friday at Paradigm in the champion series. So check that one out. It's going to be in the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Really excited. There's a whole bunch of stuff going down on that card. It's going to be super dope. And then I'm back January 21st for Battle Club Pro. Welcome to New York City. That's going to be awesome as well. I get to meet Simon Miller, which was, like, really cool, because I think he's facing off against someone from Jobber Tears as well. That's going to be dope. It's going to be a dope card. I can't say what I'm doing, I'm sure. But I'm sure my match will be announced soon. And once that is, you know, it's going to be a goodie. It's going to be a goodie. That's what I got coming up into the end of this year and the start of next year. And, you know, we're just going to keep racking them on.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can follow you, support you, merch, all that fun stuff. So
awesome. Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Joseph A Game. You can follow me on Instagram at joe.alexander09, and DM for merch info and merch links, stuff like that. Still getting all settled over at Brainbusters Tees. That's the only thing. So I got to update my, you know, the link with everything on it. But, yeah, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I just posted a promo for Paradigm on Twitter, so you can go check that out right now. Show some love. Check it out. See what this match means to me. And, you know, I'm a very active social media user. I believe in the positives of it. You know, we do need to put our phones down sometimes. Yeah. But I am on social media quite often. And I, you know, I'm always having fun. So, you know, chat at me, tweet at me. Don't matter, you know, check out some of my matches, let me know, tag me, whatever, you know, I'll definitely get back to y'all.
Awesome. Awesome. So, well, thank you for that. So glad that we got to sit here and chat for a little while. So I'm looking forward to your future journey and the joy of wrestling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Maybe you can make Mike sad again for me. I don't know.
yeah, I mean, you know, it ain't nothing but a thing. It ain't nothing but a thing.
Oh man, Angelo Carter, we'll talk about it tomorrow with him as well, because he was having a field day calling him sad. So much fun. But yeah, please.
Yeah, Angelo was eating him alive on Twitter.
Oh, he's gonna be fun. So, but so you know, make sure you guys go support Joseph, and you know, go watch his stuff, go bring him some gummy bears, all that fun stuff. Check out his
for real though, for real though.
So, all right. Well, thank you again. Yeah, I appreciate for you coming on here. I appreciate everybody that had questions into the chat and everybody that listens to this later. So, anything else? Do we like for anything else? I think we're good, right? Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think we're good. But thank you. I mean, everybody for sending questions. Thank you for having me on. I mean. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you again at another show very soon.
Yeah, sooner than later, definitely. So
yes.
Well, guys, thanks so much again for tuning in. You know, again, we'll be back tomorrow, so you know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.